Chairman. My sincere apologies for the network failure. I will start from the beginning. The High Commissioner, Member States of the ESCOM, on behalf of the Honourable Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, Haji Asadia Umar Farouk, and the National Commission for Refugees, Migrants and Internally Displaced Persons, I commend you and the Secretariat for organizing the 71st session of the High Commissioner's Program. In spite of the ravaging effects of the coronavirus pandemic, claiming millions of lives globally, we have all been able to find creative ways of pushing forward objectively with a great sense of resilience and strive, focusing on the issues that protect the vulnerable citizens of our various countries. The federal government of Nigeria, through the Federal Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, alongside its agencies, have not relented in our responsibility to provide international protection to refugees and asylum seekers while catering for the internally displaced persons, refugees, migrants, returnees, and other persons of concern. In spite of the government's immediate lockdown response to control the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic from within, the federal government of Nigeria has been flexible at all its borders with neighboring countries to ensure access to territory for delivery of effective humanitarian responses. The onslaught of the Islamic State of West Africa province, the Boko Haram insurgents in the northeast, the rampaging activities of reoccurring armed banditry in the northwest, the instability due to militancy in the Niger Delta, the farmers' herders' conflict in the middle belt of the country, and the nefarious activities of kidnappers and the likes throughout the country have mostly been the key causes of displacement alongside common natural disasters. Climate change and environmental degradation have similarly been complementary factors, and the foregoing triggers are now exacerbated by the excruciating effect of the COVID-19 pandemic in the country, further deepening the vulnerabilities of POCs across the nation. In consequence, Nigeria has close to 3 million persons of concern, including the internally displaced persons, refugees within Nigeria, as well as those in the neighboring countries. While we improve the security situation within the country and begin national sensitization, reintegration, and rehabilitation programs for POCs, Nigeria intends to be intentional in the exercise to repatriate Nigerian refugees in Cameroon, Niger, and Chad republics. In the spirit of international solidarity, cooperation, and burden sharing as encapsulated in the Global Compact on Refugees, adopted by the General Assembly on 17 December 2018, Nigeria has hosted over 57,000 Cameroonian refugees from 2017 when the political crisis degenerated, and this figure is on the increase. The National Commission for Refugees, Migrants and Internally Displaced Persons is working endlessly to provide the added support needed at entry points in Ogoja, Adipo, and Takum local government areas of the respective states of Cross River, Benue, and Taraba states by increasing staffing and establishing more offices where the needs are more prevalent, thus ensuring the protection in line with the GCR. At present, at least 57% of the refugee population in host communities live in host communities, while 43% live in settlements. The proposed construction of resettlement cities comprising of 600 housing units each in its first phase, starting in the northwest, northeast, and south-south geopolitical zones by the National Commission for Refugees, Migrants, and Internally Displaced Persons, projects to provide sustainable housing and reintegration to hundreds of thousands of POCs over the course of the next 5 years, while improving the lives of those in neighboring countries. Equally, the collaborative empowerment program of the National Commission for Refugees, Migrants and Internally Displaced Persons and the Central Bank of Nigeria to be allowable durable solutions initiated by the Commission to bring succor to the vulnerable ones in our society through entrepreneurship and vocational trainings of their choice. This is also aimed at scaling up livelihood interventions as one key pillar in line with the Global Compact on Refugees, so refugees can contribute to their individual self-reliance, strengthening their independence in the national economy and reducing ad hoc government assistance in a phased-out approach. Furthermore, the state governments have been equally supportive in actualization of the President Muhammadu Buhari's vision to resettle and reintegrate POCs. The gesture of the host governments of Benue and Cross River States to donate 400 hectares of land to refugees for agricultural activities is a clear echo of the spirit of burden sharing and international solidarity advocated by the GCR. On this occasion of the 71st session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioners Program, ESCOM, Nigeria pledges to include refugees, IDPs, returnees, and their host communities in national, state, and local government development plans, while strengthening the protection environment by ensuring the integrity of the asylum system in line with international legal instruments. The government will also strive to ensure the availability and access to durable solutions for refugees, IDPs, and other POCs under the leadership of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, through his passion, resolve, and commitment to uplifting Nigerians and those seeking refuge within the country. On behalf of the National Commission for Refugees, Migrants, and Internally Displaced Persons, and the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, and her agencies, we jointly reiterate our commitment to the Global Compact for Refugees. Thank you. Thank you for listening.